I can tell you what I would say if I was on, if I was, I was representing myself here in this case. I would, you know how I seal the deal? I say, I would say, well, I'd do the kiss at the end.
Okay.
This is how I would start.
I'd kiss
the
judge.
This is how I would start sealing the deal, but I would finish sealing the deal with a kiss.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, could I please have everybody direct their attention to Exhibit A? Oh. And then I would have all of an exhibit with all the evidence that proves
right. But you guys, I have to say one thing. This court fantasy is very, I'm loving this a lot. But you guys, we did get the last laugh.
We did get the last laugh.
We got the last laugh.
And this is what I was, this is what Patrick was asking me what I was texting. I was sending this over.
Okay, thank God.
This is a strike that we made in the war. Listen, you guys may have won the war by making us pay money. But we got soldiers of fortune.
We had
mercenaries working for us.
This was like the guys in Japan that didn't know that World War II was over.
Oh yeah, wait. This is the call.
Okay. This is a
soldier in the field.
We got shooters.
Yeah.
Turn that up.
It's as up as it will go.
Okay, I just had some questions for you. If that's all right. Do you guys pick up feces? Yeah. No, do you pick up human feces?
Oh, no.
Okay, what if I hide it in the bag? Like, will you check?
No.
They'll check that for human feces? How do you guys check that?
The driver will check that.
He opens up the bag and he checks for that? Seems strange.
I think that's the end of the call. Yeah. Yeah.
And if you thought, if you think
we'll open the bag and
check for human feces, that's apparently what is going to do.
I don't know if we should be saying their name because we just admitted that we could
get prank calling.
We could get Pierce in a lot of legal trouble.
I don't think you can go to jail for prank calling.
And I